Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Birdman's Rants, the marginal show about a marginal species, and that species is human. We are all marginal. And in case you're wondering why you're listening to me right now, I've had a change in my life. I quit drinking, found Jesus, met a really great girl in AA. Her name's Rochelle. And I'm quite embarrassed to say that, you know, I'm embarrassed that I made fun of black people for so long because she is half black herself. Until I met her, I was just an angry human being coming on the forums of Chimp Out, bashing black people endlessly, pointing out their shortcomings, when in reality I should have been pointing out my own shortcomings. Because that was the reason, because I was an angry human being, fueled by the evil vodka and beer, night after night after night, blaming my alcoholism on black people. But I am here to say that I've changed my ways. Met a great girl who's just as much a human being as all the rest of you. We're probably going to get married and have kids. And one more thing. April Fools!
We are your typical box, with empty skulls and soulless eyes. Close encounter and you're out of luck. You should have heeded all of Chimp Out's advice. Now you're very close to death and bleeding, and at last you'll understand. Never gonna get a job, never gonna lose this frown, never gonna tune it down and gain virtue. Gonna get my welfare check, turn this into a wreck. Gonna have to break your neck and I'll hurt you. Got away with murder for so long. My rap sheet's endless, but I'm not human. So I steal loot and my dick, anything I want. You know the drill, so get ready for it. And if you scream, you will regret it. It's time for you to learn the truth. Gotta have my kids meet dad. If I don't, I will chimp out. Gonna oop, eat, and shout, and go ape shit. Get near me and you will die. I'll tell the truth and it's no lie. I'll grab anything nearby and then rape it. Gotta have my kids meet dad. If I don't, I will chimp out. Gonna oop, eat, and shout, and go ape shit. Get near me and you will die. Tell the truth and it's no lie. I'll grab anything nearby and then rape it. Gotta have my gimps, gotta have my gimps. Gotta have my gimps, gotta have my gimps. Been on the down low for oh so long. My dick's been aching cause I just tried to stick it inside anything with a bunch of holes. You know the drill, so don't scream rape. I am not even a human being. I'm some kind of backwards ape. Never gonna get a job, never gonna lose this crown, never gonna tone it down and gain virtue. Gonna get my welfare check, turn this town into a wreck. Gonna have to break your neck and I'll hurt you. Gonna have my gifts me dad, if I don't I will chimp out. Gonna oop, eat, and shout and go ape shit. Get to me and you will die. Tell the truth but it's no lie. I'll grab anything nearby and then rape it. Never gonna get a job, never gonna lose this frown.
We'll be right back. This is Mel Apicaro, and you're listening to Chimp Out Radio.
So yeah, I think we just Rickrolled everybody in the whole website.
Yeah, you sure did.
I guess that would count as a Nick roll.
They weren't expecting that, were they?
No, we're full of surprises because this is the April Fool's edition of Chimp Out Radio.
That's right.
And tonight we're going to be talking to Anderson, and we're going to be messing with Sick of Them.
UK Darky Destroyer is going to do some pranks with us.
And we're going to do a whole lot of other really cool stuff, Chimpers. So sit back and relax because the April Fool's edition of Chimp Out Radio starts now. Yeah. Well, I'm totally broke as usual, and we had this meeting at work today in Saginaw, and I got out of the meeting, and all I had left to feed myself with were these gift cards for Hooters. I had two $10 gift cards, right? So I go in there, and of all the places I sit in a place where the one fucking Shibun employee, that was her table.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so, and she was like this real nasty, fat-ass ghetto bitch that thought she was, like, real hot and stuff, and she was like, bubba. So I check, and on Mondays they have the special, and I ordered a burger and some fries and stuff. And with the drink and everything, it came up to, like, $9.58, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have any cash, and, you know, even though I don't like niggers, I was going to tip her. I mean, that's the right thing to do. So I gave her the two $10 cards, and I said, just give yourself, like, a $3 tip. And she was like, oh, wow, thanks, you know, that's great. So she's gone for a long time, and she comes back, and she's like, we cannot figure out how to leave a tip off a gift card. So, so she gave them back to me. So she could only cash in the one $10 card, and the bill came to $9.58. So
here's your 42 cents, bitch.
That's right. You know, and I really had no money. I had nothing to give her. So she was really disappointed because she thought she was getting a big $3 tip, and then she got nothing. So that's what happens when you're a nigger.
Well, when you said you got a Hooters gift card, I was hoping it wasn't going to be like you had to, you know, suckle off of them or anything.
Boo! No, that's not the gift card. That's the We Hate You card.
Yeah.
For the Shibuns, yeah. No, uh-uh. No, we don't know. That's the ghetto Hooters. That's
hop up here on Mammy's lap.
Oh, man. Like, all the other waitresses were hot, but I had that one nasty Shibun.
Yeah, that's what you get for being an ugly racist, right?
I guess so. You know, us ugly racist.
This is Justin Nigger.
And DJ Stoop Nig.
And you're listening to Chimp Out Radio.
Whether you like it or not. So, Justin, I know that you got a cell phone jammer, and you had a little story to tell us.
So I was getting my oil changed, and I was waiting in the little office, and this big bald buck nigger comes in. He's got a BlackBerry. He's got a Bluetooth. He's got some other shit on the other side. I didn't even know what it was.
Yeah.
And look like a fucking nigger Borg. And I was sitting right next to him. And I'm like, okay. And he gets on he starts texting. He got this big monkey grin on his face.
Yeah.
You know how he's dancing around, you know, yeah, texting. I have it in my front pocket. I just kind of flick the button. I click the button in my pocket. You know, it's kind of like I'm scratching or whatever.
Yeah.
And then his face goes from happy, smiling nigger face to mouth sitting open.
Yeah.
I glance over, and his screen's blank, connection lost. And he's like, oh. And I let him sit there, and he's like shaking it a little bit, tapping on the screen. Like, that's going to do anything. I turn the jammer off. He's like, he starts again. I give him like 5 seconds, click it on again. And I did this like 6 or 7 times, and he's getting pissed. And all of a sudden, this hoopty pulls up in the front by the office, kind of sideways across the building. Uh-huh. All these nigglets get out, and he opens the door, and here's his Shibun, pissed off. I've been trying to text you, motherfucker. Why aren't you answering me? He's like, my phone broke. My phone broke. And he's showing her the phone. And no service. And just then I click it off before he shows it to her.
Uh-huh.
Ain't nothing wrong with that phone, motherfucker. And all the niggas are like headbutting him in the nuts.
Jeez.
And climbing all over him. And the Sheboons screeching and yelling at him. And I'm like, this is awesome.
Once upon a time, I was cursing in Daniel's Chapel AME Zion Church. I called one of the deacons a motherfucker. Reverend Henry E. Miller preached about my vulgar language. He told the congregation in the sanctuary that I got a nasty, filthy mouth. They threw me out of church. 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 For the second time, I told the preacher to fuck off. I also told Reverend Henry E. Miller to suck a male camel's dick. He got so tired of my bullshit. He told one of the deacons to throw me out. He then escorted me to the door. They threw me out of church. They threw me out of church. They threw me out of church. They threw me out of church.
And we're back, and Justin, I've got the perfect person to prank call.
Who's that?
You know my buddy Sick of Them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I happen to have his home phone number here.
Oh, man.
Let's do a prank call.
All right.
All right, you want to do this one?
Sure.
Okay.
Hey, this is Sick of Them. I'm not home at the moment. Whatever the fuck you want, leave a message.
Hello, this is Dr. Jones over at the Free Clinic, and you were listed as a recent partner of one of our patients, and I wanted to inform you may have been exposed to a herpes simplex 2, so you might want to go get yourself checked out as soon as possible. Thank you very much.
That's awesome. I'm going to do one.
Okay.
Hey, this is Sick of Them. I'm not home at the moment. Whatever the fuck you want, leave a message.
Yeah, hello. This is Ron Dartman from the Gay Porn of the Month Club. And we're just calling about your outstanding balance of $843.21. We need to get that resolved, so if you could please call us as soon as possible. It would be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
That's a good one.
I know. I was the law one.
I was the law. Hi, this is More Miserable Crap. And when I'm not busy checking monkeys into the monkey cages or sending them off to Nigger University, I listen to DJ Stupid and Justin Nigger on Chimp Out Radio, only on chimpout.com.
So I'm here talking to Whitey, is fed up. Whitey, I know you want to do a prank call to Sick of Them, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
He's actually a good buddy of mine.
Yeah, he's a great guy. We'll see how long he's still friends with us after he gets home and gets these messages. Okay, I'm going to dial it for you.
I hope he's not having a shitty day today.
He's going to be by the time he gets home.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm dialing it for you.
Hey, this is Sick of Them. I'm not home at the moment. Whatever the fuck you want, leave a message.
Hello, Mr. Sick of Them. This is Mr. Chang from Revy Wrong Time Mail Order Bride Service. And I'm sorry to inform you, we cannot accommodate your request at this time. We flesh out a 5-year-old boy. You call back next week. And no send more picture of your penis to my assistant. He get very offended. Thank you.
Hey, Chimpers, this is Whitey's Fed Up, and you're listening to the best damn nigger bashing show on the internet.
All right. So how's everything going out there on the West Coast?
Pretty good. I've been working my ass off, though.
Are you still going to Niggertown all the time?
No, I'm at UC Berkeley. There's not too many niggers there because you actually kind of have to have some smarts to get into UC Berkeley.
Oh, okay.
Book smarts. No common fucking sense, but you got to have book smarts.
Yeah, the niggers actually go to UC Burhead. That's the nigger version of that school. Cool. Okay, well, we're glad you're with us, and we're going to do top 10 tonight. And Justin, what is the topic for this week's top 10?
Top 10 everyday things niggers consider racist.
What don't they consider racist?
I know. Is it only 10? Are you sure?
Well, the top 10. There's probably 100 million more.
Yeah. Okay.
Shouldn't there be a top 10 list of the 10 things they don't consider racist?
That's a great idea.
I don't think there is such a thing.
What would be on that list?
Another nigger.
No. Because they're always calling each other nigger.
That's not racist if you're a nigger. It's only racist if you're a human.
He's an Uncle Tom.
That's right.
He's an Oreo. Black on the outside, white on the inside.
Yeah.
No, nigger goes to the bone.
Okay, so what is number 10?
Surveillance cameras.
They are racist.
Yeah.
You know, every time they get caught on one of those, they go, that wasn't me. I didn't do nothing. He's racist. You're just trying to frame me up. That's not me.
I think they think surveillance cameras are racist because all you ever see on them are eyes and teeth.
Yeah. And a lot of the older ones are black and white.
Yeah. And what's not racist about black and white?
Yeah.
I mean, it's in the name. Number 9.
Books without pictures. Sorry, that one just cracked me up.
Books without pictures.
They like those pop-up books with the fat shibuns that, you know, the titties pop out when you open them.
Yeah, and then you pull on that little tab and the tongue moves up and down. We have got to come out with a chimp out pop-up book. That'd be awesome.
You could probably sell a few hundred thousand of them.
Sure. Downloadable. Maybe it's like you could assemble it yourself and print it up and just...
To learn some nigger origami.
That's when you fold a rolling paper and a condom and turn it into something. Like a chicken wing. Number 8.
Job applications.
Yeah, those are racist.
Yeah, they're printed on white paper.
And they always leave them at the scene of their robbery.
No shit. What was that, the Subway guy? Guy went in, filled out an application at Subway, and then robbed the place?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 7.
DNA evidence.
Yeah.
I didn't do nothing.
Okay, things that niggers think are racist, what is number 6?
Ghosts.
Yeah, all those white sheets.
Yeah. Do they have pointy head ghosts where you live at?
I hope so.
Yeah, I do too. I haven't seen any around here. I've heard about them, but I've never seen any.
We could use some.
Sure.
What is number five?
Police dogs. You know, that's got to be a pretty shitty gig for a dog to have to go around and bite niggers all day.
The taste would suck, but actually that'd be kind of fun, really, to, if that was your job, just run around and bite niggers. That's great.
Do they make scope for dogs?
Maybe that's why they're always drinking out of the toilet to get the taste of nigger out of their mouth.
And licking their asshole.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay.
All right. And number four.
Grades.
All those letters are confusing to a nigger.
My kid came home from school, and I looked at the paper. I was like, how in the hell did you get a 15? And I looked at it, and it wasn't my kid's name. It was Anthony. I'm like, who the hell is Anthony? That's the black kid, Dad. I'm like.
What's a 15?
The grade.
Is that 15 out of 100?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Holy shit.
I was pissed until I read the name. I'm like, oh, whew.
Well, how did your kid get the nigger's report card?
It was a graded paper. It got slipped in with the other ones.
Must have been a nigger teacher's aide.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty good for a nigger. You know, 15, that's good.
The law of probabilities, you know, you got to get something right.
Yeah, no shit.
It was multiple choice.
What?
You got a 15 out of multiple choice? You're like, law of averages, you should get at least a 25%.
So I said grades are racist.
Damn, even averages hate niggers.
You should scan that and post it.
It's a good idea.
Make sure you spell it right. A-N-F-E-R-N-Y. Anferny.
I've got all kinds of really funny shit that niggers have left behind as tenants. I'm going to have to scan those, like pictures that they drew and letters that they wrote. It's funny. I'm going to have to get that out and scan it and post it.
Was it written in crayon?
No, ink. Well, I've got this one four-page letter that a coal burner wrote where she talks about this nigger told her that he was like an ambassador from another country. She believed it.
Oh, God.
Just dumb shit.
Like the 419 stuff?
Yeah, but it was in real life.
Oh.
and she's like, and he's going to bring me to his country, you know, and I'll be a princess? Duh.
He just got done watching Coming to America.
Yeah.
No shit.
Niggers heard the title Coming to America and thought it was porno.
It's too bad they wouldn't take all the coal burners and hightail it back to Africa.
Yeah, they can have them.
You know how much our economy would improve getting rid of all those leeches?
Oh my gosh. We wouldn't be exploring space. We would be exploring, like, dimensions and conquering other worlds and shit.
Uh-huh.
We would be so technologically advanced if we had no niggers.
Yeah, think of all just the food they eat and produce nothing. They're just a fucking massive drain. They're like a black hole. Oh, wait, black holes are racist.
That's racist, too.
That's racist, yeah.
That should be number three, but it's not. What is number three?
Parole officers.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, you know, he expects you to wear your ankle bracelet and be home on time when you say you're going to be. Yeah, that's racist.
Nigger never makes it to his either first or second parole hearing. I mean, with his parole officer. You know, I missed my bus. I couldn't get it to ride. Or I slept too late. Then they go straight back to prison.
Dumb. Number two.
Rope.
Well, how many news stories do you see where some nigger finds a piece of rope in his locker and starts chimping out?
Oh, dude, all the time.
Yep.
They see a piece of rope on the sidewalk and it's a racial epithet.
Like, what if you're like a, you know, working on sailboats or something? You're totally fucked.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you don't see niggers sailing.
And they can't swim either.
Yeah, there's water, white people, and rope. Not a good combo for them.
No.
And big white sheets.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's pointy on the top.
Yeah. the number one common everyday thing that niggers find racist is?
Tasers.
Because tasers just disable an ordinary human. But they make a lot of niggers good.
That's a good thing. I don't think it's necessarily the taser that does it. I think it's just niggers get tased so much more often because of the stupid-ass behavior.
That, of course, a lot
more of them are going to die. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I never thought about it that way. That makes them extra racist.
I'm in my 40s, and I have never been tased, never even had the threat of a tase. But a nigger buck 18's probably been tased 12, 13 times already.
I wonder if they build up a tolerance to it.
Let's find out.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio with Justin and DJ. If you like what you hear and want to get more episodes, visit us at the forums of chimpout.com.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello, can you hear me? Hey.
Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening. My name is UK Dakia. I am from United Kingdom. Hello.
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 Good evening.
I am from the Office of National Statistics, United Kingdom Federal Government, Labour Government. I want to know, how many niggers do you have working there?
I beg your pardon?
Do you have any niggers working there?
Working where?
Do you have any monkeys working where you are?
Monkeys working where I am?
Yes, that's right. Yes, monkey, yes. I mean the negro. The black mano. Swinging through the trees. Throwing coconuts at each other, you know. Coons.
Hi, this is Thinking Mig.
This is Aryan Girl.
This is Galaglide.
This is Dirty Dance.
This is Intolerant.
This is Lady Coon Thrasher, you fuckers.
Hi, folks. This is Not Nice.
Hey, Chimpers. This is Whitey Sped Up.
This is Miss Ann, and you're listening to Chimp Out Radio.
All right, so Anderson is with us, and Justin, what's going on in the world of niggers this week?
Hersha Howard busted for beating up roommate Jasmine Wanky over Thin Mint Girl Scout cookies.
What? All right. What happened?
A Florida woman allegedly went ballistic on her roommate because she believed the woman gobbled her Girl Scout cookies. I think this is a double entendre there.
Yeah. See, so they were lesbians, you think?
That's what I'm thinking. Mm. Hersha Howard. Hersha.
Hershey.
She named after chocolate.
Damn right. Melts in your mouth.
Good. How about a Hersha bar?
She gets the Hershey squirts.
Was arrested Sunday after a battle royale that ravaged the entire apartment, according to police.
Over some fucking Girl Scout cookies.
Of course.
The 31-year-old Naples resident allegedly first attacked Jasmine Wanky. I can't get over that name. Around 1 a.m. when she was sleeping, launching an angry rant about missing Thin Mints. The chocolate-coated mint wafers are one of the most popular of the Girl Scout varieties, especially with niggers.
For some reason. That's fucked up. Apparently. Maybe there's this fat Boone thought that if she ate enough Thin Mints that she would get thin.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work that way.
These are dye cookies. I've been looking fine.
Because her last name is Hershey. Maybe she got really confused and said, I'll be chocolate. If I eat the Thin Mint chocolate, I'm going to be thin too.
And I smell good.
That's right. Okay, so what happened?
The two argued about the cookies. than Wanky Claims Howard, who, according to police, weighs 400 pounds.
Jesus. This gets better.
Like, jumped on her and hit her in the face.
Oh, how does a 400-pound anything jump?
I mean, that hitting in the face wouldn't have mattered. It's that jump that probably killed her.
Yeah. Probably just kind of fell down on top of her.
Yeah, it probably just like sort of made a half-assed little leg movement and just fell.
Like that.
Yeah.
She was pretending like she was texting on a phone in the mall, and she just went, whoop!
Yeah. They fought until Wanky's husband pulled them apart. How could anyone pull apart two fat she-boons?
I guess he used a pry bar.
The law of gravity would just overwhelm that.
They'll get arrested for breaking the law of gravity with that one. <That's right. laughs> Like, niggers break all kinds of laws. Now they're even breaking the laws of gravity.
That's right.
It just doesn't apply to them.
They're too stupid to figure out physics, so it doesn't apply to them. Maybe they really could fly. They were just too dumb to know that they can't.
Whatever, I do what I want. Howard then allegedly chased after Wanky with a pair of scissors. 4 pounds.
That might have been a slow motion chase.
Yeah. Howard ditched the cutting implements, however, and instead picked up a board and whacked Wanky.
These scissors too short. I gotta get something long because I'm tired. Yeah, I'm tired.
Who has a board lying around their apartment anyway?
Niggers.
I guess.
They're into construction and shit.
They're just too lazy to do anything with it, so it stayed aboard forever.
Yeah. Probably grabbed part of the wall. The fight moved into the kitchen, where Howard allegedly hurled her heft at Wanky again. As they fought, Howard bit Wanky's breast and struck her several times.
Guess that cookie wasn't enough, huh?
Well, you gotta have milk.
you're
gonna eat the Thin Mints, you gotta have some milk.
Wanky's husband once again separated the pair and kept Howard restrained until cops arrived. Would she sit on her chest and throw cookies down her mouth?
That would work.
I don't know how else she did.
That's a pretty wild night.
Yeah.
At 1 a.m., where's my cookies? You bitch!
You see that poll over on the side? Which Girl Scout cookies do you think are worth fighting for? And it's got like several selections here.
Thin Mints, Samosas, Tagalongs, Nig Nogs, Dosey-Dos.
Dosey-Dos. That's hilarious, dude. I mean, I'm still trying to picture that 400-pound nigger trying to jump. I mean, they wrote jump in the article. I mean, it clearly wasn't a jump, though.
No.
Jumping and running.
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't a chase. That was probably just like a sort of a kind of walk fast thing. You know, that wasn't a...
They probably got into their little scooters and chased each other around on those things.
They're rascals.
Yeah, they're rascals that the welfare office was nice enough to give them.
Hover around.
They're jousting with scissors and boards and shit.
Jousting, yeah.
I'm coming at you, bitch.
Wow. Well, there's a photograph here of the cookies involved, and it's there's a picture of a fucking nigger on the front of it. You see that?
I sure do.
That's fitting.
Yeah.
It's chimping out.
It is chimping out.
Yeah, it's got its arms in there.
It's got a rope around its neck.
Is that a rope?
It is. That's a fucking white rope around its... It's hanging down. It looks like it's attached to its shirt, sort of around its neck or something like that.
Ah. That's great. Them. Yeah.
I bitched myself with some Thin Mints.
Wow. Lordy. Maybe the Girl Scouts trying to put out a message.
Yeah.
Cookies.
Subliminal advertising there.
Yeah. And maybe they'll try to win a nigger lottery by saying that, you know, the picture on the box promote them to, you know, start fighting.
Yeah, maybe.
This is the last nigger that's tried to steal my Thin Mints.
It sounds like a nigger lotto to me.
Yeah. Whew. Wow. So did you vote in the poll? Which are the ones that have those, it's like coconuts, and they're in the shape of a circle, like at letter O, and they're chewy?
Those are the samosas, I think.
Yeah, okay, I'm voting for those. I'd joust with a nigger over those.
With a board.
With a board or a pair of scissors. Oh, and here, according to this, it's a tie in first place between Samoas and Thin Mints.
Yeah.
They're both tied at 39% of the people thought that those are worth fighting for. And the least popular is the Trefoils. What are those?
Sounds like a nigger name.
Yeah.
My name be Trefoil Jackson Johnston.
That's right.
I'm going to invent a new game called Rock, Paper, Board. You know, board pretty much just smashes everything. I don't know, but the scissors have to be in there, too, because they are the scissors. Maybe rock, board, scissors.
Yeah. It would be cookie board scissors. Okay, I found the Trefoils, and it's those gay-ass fucking ones with no frosting on it that's just stamped in the shape of the logo. Remember those?
Oh.
Shortbread cookies? That's what those are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. I know what you're talking about. I've seen those before.
Yeah, they suck. Nobody's going to fight over them. Even niggers wouldn't fight over those.
Yeah, I mean, they might slap each other.
Oh, yeah. Those are the kind that always left, and nobody wants them.
Nobody wants them. Although, if I remember my history right, Mammy's little baby does love shortening bread. So, maybe they do like them.
Radio.
Thank you for calling and helping to build a better world for children. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes. All of our representatives are assisting other donors. Please stay on the line and we will be with you shortly.
Are you looking for a gift that is unique and meaningful? You can help us build a better world for children by purchasing a gift like a goat for a family in need.
A goat?
Visit our website.
Oh, I don't think I'd like to purchase them a goat. That's what happened last time.
All right. Let's tell them we want to buy a goat.
Okay, I can help you with buying a goat.
Yeah, that's what the recording said. It said you can buy a goat for a family.
You can. Thank you for calling, Jim. This is Tammy. How may I help you today?
Well, my name's DJ, and my buddy UK is here, and we're talking to you on Skype, and we just wanted to send some money to the poor, starving Africans.
Did you want to donate a goat?
No, we want to donate to the goat. We care a lot more about the goat than we do the Africans.
I'm sorry to hear that. Okay.
So, the goat's not sorry to hear it.
So, okay, so I'm speaking with both BJ and UK.
Yes, my name is UK, and I'm from the United Kingdom. Nice to meet you.
Uh-huh. Nice to meet you, too.
Thank you.
And have either one of you ever donated through World Vision before?
Yes, I believe we donated to Haiti about a year ago. Was that correct?
Yes, that's right, UK.
When you received your receipt, whose name was it in?
I don't know, because when the Haitians gave us a receipt, it was basically just scribbled in blood.
Now, what about the World Vision receipt?
Oh, that one. No, that just looked like that looked like something a goat gave us. I don't know.
Which one of you received something in the mail from us?
It was myself, actually. It was very informative.
And did it come to you in the UK?
Yes, it did, yes.
Okay, what is your first name?
UK. That's O-U-Y.
O-U-Y.
K.
Is there any...
Okay. K-E.
O-U-Y-K-E.
Yeah, that's my first name. It's Arabic.
Okay. And your last name, please?
Darkia. That's D-A-R-K-I-Y-E-H.
Let me see what I can find. Okay.
What countries do you guys provide aid to?
Oh, geez, there's over 100 countries that we provide aid to. Yeah.
Previously I did try to send aid to Somalia, but that's not listed on the countries that you deal with.
No, I think that we do there too. Somalia?
Don't know why.
Well, I believe that we do have sponsorship in Somalia as well, but I'm still not able to locate you. So let me see what I can do about finding your account. Okay. And what is your email address?
At the moment, I've got a lot of different email addresses, and I just can't think of the one that I would have used.
Okay.
Like I said, it was about a year ago. It was actually at the time when Congo was celebrating its 50th year of independence from Britain. And that's what brought it to my attention. Because at the time, they were also celebrating their 50th year of successive chaos.
Okay. Of successive chaos, huh?
Yeah, and that's what brought it to my attention.
But you know what I'm going to do, BJ? I'm going to create an account in your name, because your name is here in the United States, and I'll be able to get any mail to you.
Okay.
So, what is your zip code, Mr. Jones?
It's 49001. Kalamazoo.
So you're in Kalamazoo?
That's right.
And your mailing address, please?
Yeah, it's 1418 3rd Street.
Okay, I'm coming up with no matches at all. For 1418 in Kalamazoo. Okay, well, at 1418, I'll force it then.
Okay.
That's unusual, because I was there just the other day, wasn't I, Brian?
Yeah, that's right.
I know your address, yeah.
It might be listed under Chimp Out Lane.
Oh, Chimp Out Lane, that's right.
But I don't know if that's hyphenated.
How do you spell Chimp Out?
You spell Chimp Out, C-H-I-M-P-O-U-T. Like chimp out, like the inner chimp comes out.
The inner chimp comes out, chimp out.
Like a bongo party, but only with one chimp.
You know what you guys can do? Go ahead to and you can make your donation there.
Yeah, he hung up.
Yeah, we got a good though, mate. Oh, yeah.
We're gonna do the money. Well, we had a lot of fun tonight. That's it for the April Fool's edition of Chimp Out Radio. And a special thanks to Sick of Them for being a good sport. And I think his screen name actually refers to being sick of us for picking on him. And thanks to Whitey is Fed Up for joining us, and to UK Darky Destroyer for doing some awesome prank calls with us. And also thanks to Anderson for being such an awesome guest tonight. And you'll be hearing more from him in the future. And thanks to Groid Doesn't for doing the lyrics to the Rickroll song that we kind of butchered. And if anybody out there in Chimp Outland has some vocal talent and would like to help with Chimp Out Radio, definitely get in touch with me, DJ Stupig, and we will feature your voice on the Niggeroki real soon. So be sure to tune in 2 weeks from today, because we will have a special guest who is not a chimper, but is a chimp. All the way from Germany, Bluntress is going to join us for an exclusive interview, and she's actually going to read our top 10. And she's going to explain what boo-boo is. You know, the trolls eat the boo-boo. So, definitely don't miss that, chimpers. Be proud of yourselves, and don't take any shit from any fucking niggers. To the elephants, the tiger.